Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. Finally, the wildfires that swept over large sections of Northern California are out, or controlled. As always, we are thankful for the efforts of firefighters who place themselves in harm's way day after day and week after week. Any wildfire is tragic and will be especially painful to the victims as the holidays approach. Over 40 victims are no longer with us. Those 40-plus people leave grieving relatives throughout the nation, altering lives and the futures of many. Those thousands of people who have lost their homes and possessions will face the holidays with sadness and experiences that cut deep into the human mind. One of the worst disasters ever faced by the population of California will be etched into the minds of many for years to come. So far, I have painted a pretty gloomy picture. Reality can be that way, and to try to avoid or ignore what has happened is impossible. But if you can't face reality, more gloom can follow. I have heard and read some of the experiences of some of the victims, and I admire those who state that they are thankful that their lives were spared, even though their possessions no longer exist. The victims have experienced positive things, such as an outpouring of caring in the form of donations of food, lodging, clothing, money, and other types of assistance too numerous to mention here. Even though the immediate violence and mayhem created by an event such as this is over, the long-term path to recovery has just begun. Even though there is a collective sigh of relief, there can be no forgetting or placing of the event out of one's mind. Be aware and do what you can to help the victims that will make it easier for them to find their way back to society. Another way to help is to ignore questionable telephone pleas for money for the disaster victims. Always check out the caller by checking with local law enforcement or fire officials to make sure the call is not a scam. I read an article in last Tuesday's Time Standard regarding a series of 14 meetings scheduled by the Humboldt County Fire Safe Council. These workshops will be held throughout the county. The first one was held last night in Neyland, with the series running through December. The county has 14 fire planning areas, with a meeting to be held in each area. The meeting should be about 2 hours in length and will cover wildfire preparations and responses to such fires. I urge you to attend the workshop scheduled for your area, as you can never be prepared enough for fires of any kind. You can find the schedule for these meetings at http://humboldtgov.org/documentcenter/view/61516 or telephone your fire district. I am sure that they would be happy to assist you. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.